This is CBS. I'm John Batchelor, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And it's a great pleasure to welcome our colleague, Blaine Holt, former U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, now commanding a podcast I highly recommend. But we begin with a hardball question for Blaine, because he's aware of the delicacies of general staff, general commanding staff. Right now, we get news from the fourth plenum that seven men, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, are under investigation for corruption, no longer members of the inner circle in the PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army, and certainly not welcome in the Central Committee of the PRC, the People's Republic of China. However, it is unusual to have this announced at the same moment. There are questions about the leadership by Xi Jinping and his counselors for the remainder of his third five-year term. There's also the consideration that the PLA, unlike the United States military, which is sworn to defend the Constitution, the PLA is sworn only to do the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party, not the people of China, not a constitution, not the nation itself, the Chinese Communist Party. Blaine, a very good evening to you. Seven generals gone at the first plenum. This joins stories and replacement parts that we've had for years now, but it's certainly the last year. Commanding generals, admirals, Air Force generals, military men disappearing from the wiring diagram. Does it add up to anything more than the usual personnel mismatches? Do you see a pattern here? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And let me revise the numbers. We have nine headliner generals that are on ice as of right now, and we don't know what their disposition is. We think a couple of them may not be on the planet. The other part is that was just the very top. Those were the four-star generals. There are three stars, two stars, senior colonels that have, over the last week, found the end of their military careers immediately. And what we were trying to sort out through the fog is, who did the purge? Was the purge executed by Xi Jinping because he sensed disloyalty, or was it by the top general, Zhang Yuxia, who, and now we find out, Zhang Yuxia took these folks out because they were considered loyalists to Xi. But if we back up the whole way and look at it from the 100,000-foot altitude, John, what you'll find is, as much as China could be experiencing a civil war, they are experiencing one right now. And it's been going on for over a year, and it's all inside the party, People's Liberation Army included. But it's the factions from Shanghai, from Fujian, and they're all lined up against the Xi Jinping, who has mismanaged their wealth, mismanaged their economy, mismanaged every single thing in his attempt to be Mao 2.0. And it's coming to a head now. And here's the kicker. Tomorrow, at the end of the plenum, we may find that Xi Jinping is very much still in power. So it is still unresolved at this point. And if it's unresolved tomorrow, I will tell you there's a new faction that's rising, and that's called the Chinese people themselves, looking at a CCP that's graveling for power and falling apart.
Gordon, you have a question for the general.
General, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal told us that Xi Jinping purged the nine flag officers. They were announced on Friday by the Chinese Defense Ministry. Stunning announcement. Wall Street Journal, New York Times says that Xi Jinping got rid of them. You're talking about General Zhang Yuxiao, the number one uniformed officer responsible for the removals. Why do you think that General Zhang did it rather than Xi Jinping?
So what you have to do, and this is why I disagree with the reporting of the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, or New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, is you've got to go into the start of the purges. And if we go to last year in November, Admiral Miao Hua was taken down. He was the number one loyalist to Xi Jinping at the time, and he had the position right underneath Zhang Yuxia. Zhang Yuxia was originally, he's the top general in the military, and he's the vice chairman of the military committee. He was originally a loyalist to Xi Jinping, but they have had a fissure for a very long time. And it's actually a kill or be killed scenario. Zhang Yuxia was very worried that he was going to be a purge candidate in all of the Xi Jinping corruption witch hunts. So then he started on a purge of his own. And if you go into the backgrounds of all these generals that recently left, we see that things are coming to a head as the factions are fighting and they're trying to carve out loyalists to Xi and isolate him. And they've done a very good job with the civilians over the summer. Now they've been working the military ranks. You can look at those things and look at the biographies of how those generals came to their position and find that out. So I really don't know why the two papers would discard all of that and come down so hard that make the assumption that Xi was the one who did that. He is absolutely not in complete totalitarian power position right now.
Blaine, what does this do to the morale of the people in the field?
Well, for the military, I think that in my own research, what I've learned is Zhang Yuxia has done a very good job in preparing commanders that are loyal to him and commanders of the most important elite units, including the 82nd around Beijing, to be loyal to the People's Liberation Army, not to the party itself. And so they have stabilized that. I think when the average Chinese soldier looks out and looks at what's happening economically to the country, I think there's a morale boost when they think that their top general might right the ship or be the backbone of righting the ship.
So they want to look for lining up behind the strongest horse, just like the Middle East then.
Yep. The strong guy, the strong man wins in this situation. But Zhang Yuxia couldn't achieve any of these things. And by the way, he's all in. If Xi Jinping clears this challenge, he's not long for this world. So they have gone all in. You will see a very big purge if Xi remains. But Zhang Yuxia would not be able to operate in any way like this, I believe, without the help of Wen Jiabao and the other elders involved, Hu Jintao, and them getting behind. Hey, look, we got a problem with Xi Jinping. But if this flips, they're all going to be in the worst possible circumstance. So this is for all the marbles, as they say.
Gordon, when we saw them escort Hu Jintao off stage several years ago, was that the beginning of this?
Well, I think that probably was not the beginning. As General Hull points out, these have very long tails. So you're talking about the 20th Party Congress in 2022. That was dramatic. But that was the result of power struggles between various factions in the party. And Xi Jinping obviously prevailed then. And what General Holt has just told us now is that Hu Jintao, his friends, General Zhang, they have all seemed to get the upper hand in recently. So this is a fluid situation.
We have about a minute if you have a question for Blaine.
So, Blaine, if General Zhang can lose his life, if he loses the power struggle, what happens to Xi Jinping if he loses the struggle?
We have a minute, Blaine. A minute.
That's the million-dollar question because one argument would be, okay, well, he's not going to be long for life. I don't believe that because the party is already terrified that the people are noticing and that they could upend the party with a revolt. So I think they'll go for stability over everything. They'll declare he's got some sort of health problem and they'll put him to bed into the long night, as it were.
I do not know, so I ask, do Chinese senior officers have firearms? Do they have sidearms?
They do if ordered to. They have to be. It's a specific order that they have to be given so that they can carry them. But the 82nd around Beijing, you can be sure that they are armed.
Blaine Holt, General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.